FM. Keith Murphy.
This is your...
Andy Fails.
Whoa, I don't play defense.
It's the Murph and Andy Show, powered by AD.
Just a bit outside.
On 1460 KXNO. And now on 106.3 FM.
The Murph and Andy Show, 1460 KXNO. Are they here?
No, we are, though.
We are here.
We're here.
We are here.
I just got done eating a little bit of a granola bar.
You got me excited.
You don't want me to leave?
No. I don't want you to leave, but it was just like, oh, they're here? I felt like a listener for a minute.
Oh, it would be cool if they just burst through this door right now.
I have a feeling I'll get a text or something saying like, hey, we're on our way. Get Scott out of there. But I've yet to get that. We are waiting for Murph and Andy to show up. Will they? We don't know. They're dealing with some TV things in their other job. And so Scott Sipker and Andrew Downs are handling the radio duties for as long as we need to today, whether that be 5 more minutes or 55 more minutes as we wrap up the 3 o'clock hour here on KXNO and head into the Sports Fanatics. We're about 15 minutes away from giving you a chance to win $1,000 in the $1,000 slam dunk.
When I came back from LSU going to acting grad school down there in Baton Rouge, I didn't really have a lot of jobs here in Des Moines because there was a, I don't know if you remember, there's film tax credits and there's a lot
yes,
of films.
That's right.
And then I was back about, I don't know, 4 to 6 weeks. And then that's when Governor Culver shut the whole program down and I was rudderless.
It dried
so
up.
I applied to get certified as a substitute teacher. So I went through the process. I don't know. I had maybe a couple meetings. I had to use some crayons and stuff and make signs. And then I got
Take
certified.
Ridicule.
Yes. I mean, and let me tell you, I dominated that training. I mean, I was the standout of the class, mostly because I was the person who wanted to be the center of attention. So I was. And I got the certification, and then I never did it. So I feel like today...
You're kind of the substitute teacher.
I'm kind of the substitute teacher, wow. Although I don't know what I'm teaching.
If you want to throw spit wads at Scott, you can do so on Twitter, at Murph_Andy. Yeah, I will. Just a bit of advice when you talk about your education, saying acting graduate school sounds like it was like fake graduate school.
It's a real thing.
It sounds like you're saying like I went down to LSU and acted like I was in graduate school.
Oh, I see. Yes,
not
this
that,
is
a, not that. No, I'm acting is a serious profession, right?
Thank you.
You're a thespian.
It was a master's of performance, I guess you would say. That's what maybe would. Does that sound better? I was studying to get a master's in performance. It's an MFA, Master in Fine Arts. But that sounds worse, I think. Sounds really snowflakey.
That does. Yeah, that's no good. Yeah,
and today, let me tell you, we haven't mentioned. Can we just for a second mention how damn nice it is outside? We are Midwesterners, after all.
Yes.
We haven't even mentioned it's 44 degrees outside.
Holy cow.
It is sunny. Today is beautiful. Unless you're a snowman or snowwoman, today is an awful day for you.
And it's one of those days you don't want to wear your nice shoes because everything's going to be wet and slushy.
Yeah, I had to put on the old leather boots.
I have shoes that I don't wear if it's going to be like
this. Of course. I have my snow boots that I hike with the dog. And but today I got the leather boots on. I feel like that's a good approach today. They're waterproof, still a little fashionable on this bright sunny day. You gotta show off a little bit as you try and look good to the world. That's not going on.
Well, let's show off what's trending Iowa.
Time to find out what's trending Iowa.
Trending Iowa. The final AP football poll is out. We talked quite a bit about this in the first hour. Iowa State finishes 9th, Iowa 16th. It is the Cyclones' highest postseason rank ever, the first time since 2000 that Iowa State has finished the season ranked. It's the third year in a row in the final rankings for the Hawkeyes.
That's pretty good.
It is, and that's a nice little run for Iowa. I saw the only other time in the Ferentz era where they finished ranked in the top 25 3 years in a row was 02 to 04. Now, they were ranked 8th, I think, in each of those seasons, so didn't quite clear that bar. But for Ferentz to have this kind of late career resurgence, and especially in a season where Iowa—I mean, everybody had a weird offseason. Iowa had the most tumultuous offseason, I would venture to guess, of any college football program
Agreed. In
the country. And then to start 0-2, it felt like things were kind of falling apart. For him to be able to kind of rally that around, and not just him, but obviously the entire staff and those seniors and the players, to kind of gather themselves back together, rattle off 6 straight wins, end the season ranked 16th, Really kind of a remarkable thing for the Hawkeyes. And again, as I said in the first hour, just a damn shame we'll never know exactly how good they could have been.
Well, we're going to find out when Iowa and Iowa State meet in September. That's going to be real fun.
That really is. And again, Iowa opens the season, I don't know if it's at Indiana. Probably home against Indiana if they're at Iowa State that second week.
That would be a real... I can hear you typing over there. You're a very good typer. Also, can I just compliment you as I stall here for a second? Your segues are becoming very professional.
Oh, thank you.
The whole show, you've just been... It's been excellent. Murph and Andy, you guys are rubbing off on each other.
I appreciate that. Indiana does come to Kinnick Stadium September 4th. What will likely be a top 10, maybe a top 15 Indiana team comes to Kinnick Stadium on the 4th, and then Iowa goes to Jack Trice against what will likely be a top 10, maybe top 15 Iowa State team. Then you get a couple of nice, easy wins in there for the Hawkeyes in Kent State, Colorado State, Northwestern, Penn State. You just rattle off all those.
Oh, yeah, easy.
Real easy. Uh-huh. Trending Iowa, the Iowa State men's basketball game at Kansas State, which was scheduled for tomorrow night, has been postponed due to COVID in the Wildcat program. They could not meet roster thresholds for that game. So now up next for the Cyclones is at number 6 Kansas on Saturday night. And I believe I saw one of the Iowa State athletic department people tweeting that this will now be, I think this will make it 6 straight Big 12 games against ranked teams for the Cyclones. This Kansas State game was kind of the island in that sea of a place where you could maybe look and see a win for the Cyclones. Even though Kansas State got the win in Hilton, Iowa State had been playing better before that Texas Tech game. You thought maybe they can go down to Manhattan and get that first Big 12 win. And that may happen. I'm guessing they're going to try to reschedule this at some point. Although in basketball, these schedules are just so bang-bang.
All they're doing is just trying to get to the tournament. I don't see them coming back for any of these games to mop them up.
And Iowa State and Kansas State are not going to be
of consequence
factoring in, yeah, into the Big 12 standings or, you know, the top of the Big 12 standings or the NCAA tournament. But a shame that, you know, these games are being canceled. We lost an Iowa State women's game last year. I know that Illinois' game tomorrow... I don't remember who they were going to play, but that has been postponed.
And Drake, we had this weekend, unfortunately.
Yeah, their series with Loyola, and then this upcoming weekend as well. Drake, they lost 2 series. They're going to have to find a way to reschedule that Loyola series, you would think, because you need to find out which team's the best team in the conference,
well,
right?
But in the Missouri Valley, the regular season doesn't matter. It's all about who wins the tournament.
Although I do question if there will be conference tournaments. And this is something that got brought up in one of the Iowa broadcasts by, and I don't remember if it was Dockich or if it was Stephen Bardo the other night. I'm not sure. I don't remember. These games all start to kind of run together. But somebody brought up the, just kind of in passing, like, I wonder if there will be a Big Ten tournament. And, you know, Andy brought to us a week or two ago that, I don't know if the NCAA has decided on this or if this is where they're thinking, but the thought was every participant in the NCAA tournament, players, coaches, trainers, everybody who's going to be there in an official capacity will need to post 7 consecutive negative COVID tests. Well, if you're going to post 7 consecutive tests, you have to assume that's not going to be in a situation where you're traveling to Chicago or Indianapolis or wherever the Big Ten tournament is scheduled to be this year days before that tournament begins, right? You're going to have some sort of distancing between conference tournaments and the start of the NCAA tournament. Otherwise, it kind of compromises the whole thing if you're traveling while you're doing these tests. And you wonder, are conference tournaments necessary in a year like this? I mean, are they necessary ever? That's where I see you going, because
yes,
you're
I
Mr.
Hate them.
Mr. Robot Umpires. you just want to throw the whole thing out. But I do wonder if that's a thing that will ultimately be taken away this year that they haven't really talked about yet. Because you're right, getting to the NCAA tournament is the priority for everybody. It'll be interesting to see if tournaments happen. And if not, maybe we're all for the better, because as you so eloquently put in the first hour, there should be much more weight on what happens in the 18 or 20 game conference season than there is what happens in a conference tournament or really in an NCAA tournament where you're playing one-off games.
My guess is they're going to want to have those tournaments because, as the old expression goes, the answer to all your questions is money. They want this money.
Yeah.
And they're going to try and make it happen. But objective number one is get the NCAA tournament off the ground and completed. So everything comes second to that. If you can't have conference tournaments and it doesn't compromise the big tournament, then they'll have them.
Are you into college basketball just kind of in general? Is it a thing that you sit down and watch random games?
I definitely don't. Ever since over the last 5, 6 years or 7 years.
You've moved away from college sports and into pro sports, which I can fully understand as a guy who doesn't have like a real strong allegiance to a certain college.
Yeah, I mean, growing up, I mean, I was a diehard Hawkeye fan as a little kid. I was mesmerized by Kris Kingsbury and Chris Street. And I mean, it was a huge part of my growing up. And then going to Iowa State, same with the Hawkeye football. And then went to Iowa State and became a Cyclone fan there, as I suppose happens. But as I've gotten closer to the institutions and to how the whole thing kind of works, I have been drawn more to the top level. And once I became a Pelicans fan, because I grew up a Bulls fan, then left the NBA until about 5, 6 years ago and picked the Pelicans, I've realized how slow and unathletic the college game looks to me. I have to say I enjoy it more when I listen to it on the radio, because I guess I use my NBA imagination and
you're right.
And you're just out there and it's going to town. So I just don't enjoy it. It's just so slow. It's laborious to me. And I just don't get much joy out of it anymore.
What I thought is you really have to kind of look at it as a different sport. And I know that's kind of hard to do. And I do it less so in college football. I think, I'm not sure there's a close, I don't know if it's closer college football to the NFL than college basketball to the NBA. But I'm able to kind of turn that part of my head off when I'm watching college football. You're right, though. The NBA is a different game than what's played in college basketball. And really, in a lot of ways, it's formatted differently. It's timed differently. There are different rules.
The players are just so much bigger and faster. And it does. It looks different. It almost like maybe the college game needs to shrink the court, and maybe that would help a little bit. But it's just so... And I know the NBA gets just lambasted for its bad defense. The NBA don't play bad defense. Now, their games are many minutes longer, and defense requires a lot of effort. So you see somebody like I'll just give two examples. Zion Williamson expends himself fully on the offensive end, bad at defense. A Drew Holiday, who now plays for the Bucks, he expends himself on the defensive end, not so great on the offensive end. You have to have a give and take. And I feel like it's such a lazy criticism of the NBA that they don't play defense. One, you could play the best defense, all-out defense in the NBA, and those players are going to make you look like a fool on the offensive end. That's how good they are. You have to have nice situational defense. But I watch college basketball. I don't think the defense is any better. And it's... the offense certainly is not. So it's just taking some joy out of it for me. And I know that is an unpopular opinion in these parts.
It is, just because, you know, college sports are our professional sports, essentially. Iowa and Iowa State are the things that we live and die for. And I would give up the NBA over college basketball, even though I understand that the NBA is a better product, that they are better athletes. The NBA is the most elite sporting league in the world.
Yes.
If only sheerly by numbers.
I mean soccer NBA would maybe, because it's more global, but NBA now is
15 guys on.
Yeah, and NBA now is gone global. So you're getting the Yao Mings of the world, Giannis.
Thank you for bringing Giannis, because the Yao Ming,
that was an old
reference. It's kind of a dated reference.
That guy was really big and really good.
He's been retired for about 5 years.
But in baseball, which is an international sport too, but it just doesn't require the athleticism that the NBA or basketball does in
general.
And again,
these rosters, just the size, just the amount of people in the NBA, the amount of players in the NBA, you have to be like one of the top, half percent of basketball players on the planet to sit on the bench in the NBA.
I think I want to take the moment now to apologize to anybody who's still listening. I know I just waxed on about the NBA and how I like it better than college, and I know that's probably irritated some of you. So if you've stuck with us, thank you so much. And I think we're trending, and so I'm just going to end trending by saying I apologize.
Finally, Trinity,
Iowa.
We're still here. We're still here. We are nearing 300,000 confirmed COVID cases here in the state, or about 10% of our population, as nearly 1,200 new cases have been reported, along with 83 new deaths. But on the bright side, almost 100,000 vaccine shots have been given in Iowa, and almost 6,000 people have been fully vaccinated, which takes the two shots.
Wow. Well,
it's coming.
I didn't mean to woo the first part of that, but the second part is definitely a woo. Let's just keep doing what we need to do and get ourselves to the other side of this pandemic. Amen. Well said, Scott.
Well said, Scott.
That's it for Trending Iowa.
Murph and Andy Show, 1460 KSNO, 106.3 FM. Andrew Downs and Scott Sipker in for Keith and Andy.
Yes, we are.
At the moment.
Yep, they're still not here.
They aren't.
At this point,
they should just not come back,
right? I mean, this technically is work for them. So maybe you just take a longer lunch or whatever they're doing.
It's just like, I bet what they're doing is they're sitting over there, they're listening, and they're saying, these guys are doing great.
That's definitely not what they're thinking.
We don't need to hurry up.
I'm certain that Andy hates when I do this show. He does not think I do a good job.
Why do you say that?
Well, because he's Andy. Andy's very critical.
He's just bugged by everything.
Andy carries the criticism that his father leveled on him onto everybody else. That's what Andy does. And that's why we love him.
We just got deep here on the Murph and Andy Show.
I don't even know Andy's dad.
Freudily.
Well, it'd probably be more his mother if it was the Freudian situation. But anyway, you know, Andy's not listening, which is why I could say anything I want about him. Because when he's not on the show, he ain't listening to this show.
You know what is happening tomorrow for Andy? He's got a birthday.
Andy?
Andy's got a birthday that ends in a zero. We got some fun things planned for him.
50?
The big 5-0.
Andy is 50. That son of a... I don't know if I right? was never not quite sure when I can use the B word or not.
Tell me the truth. If Andy and I walked into a room together, which one of us do you think would be... If I took my hat off, which one of us would you guess was older?
You.
Yeah. You're right. I would too. He's 15 years older than me, Scott. Give or take.
I hate him. I mean, it's not fair. It's just not fair.
I've never looked as good as Andy looks at 50.
This stupid hairline.
Right.
I mean, seriously. It can't get a little French in there and run away. It's just there. It's full and it's dark. He's tall, handsome, beautiful family, smart guy.
He's got it all. And he's got
He's got a birthday tomorrow, so I'm going to have to be nice to him.
He does. What do you want to talk about here, Scott, for the next few minutes before we go to a break?
Let's have some fun. I know I probably shouldn't throw this out at you because you should never just say something to a producer, but do you have Guess Who's Birthday ready? Because if you do, you'd be amazing, man.
Oh! Let's do it. It is.
He's the best in the business.
Guess Who's
Birthday. Wait, who's playing?
It's powered by Cellular Advantage. We didn't think that part through. It can't be me because I'd know all the answers.
Okay.
It could be. I guess I'll just win.
You would?
Maybe we just do Scott 1 versus Scott 2.
Okay.
All right.
You want me to use an accent for Scott 2? Or
Yes.
Okay.
I do. All right, I really do want that to happen. This will be interesting. I don't know if you're gonna know all these, but Scott 1, Guess Who's Birthday.
Wake up, Maggie.
Okay, so if I know Martin and Lewis and Marcus Aurelius, then I know Rod Stewart.
Yes, sir. How old is
Rod Stewart, man? Has there ever been an uglier guy who has gotten more tail in his life than Rod Stewart? Like, if you were to put on a ratio,
yeah,
ugliness to amount of tail,
he'd be up there.
I mean, that guy, talk about just his charisma overtakes his physical looks.
And it's because of, like, one of my thoughts was, like, Ron Howard's brother, who's one of the ugliest dudes on the planet.
Oh, yes.
Probably gets a lot of, like, the other girl.
Sure.
But Rod Stewart built it on his own.
He gets tier one women.
Yeah, right, exactly.
He's got BDE, I bet.
How old is Rod Stewart?
Rod Stewart is... I think he's older than I think he is. So I'm going to go. He's got to be older than my mom. So he is 74.
He's 76, so it's a miss, a narrow miss. Scott, number two, guess whose birthday?
You're a heartbreaker, dream maker, love taker, don't you mess around me. You're a heartbreaker.
Well, I was going to do a different accent for this one. But so now it's kind of funny because I don't know I don't quite know who this is. I'm going to guess it's Janis Joplin.
That is Pat Benatar.
Damn it. Oh, darn it. Well, anyway, Pat Benatar.
That's somehow both a not terrible guess and an awful guess.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Because it's like, you should really know that, and you should really know that it's not Janis Joplin, but it's like, eh.
Well, to be fair, I did know it wasn't her.
They're both rocking.
But it was the best of the guess I could give.
But you can still tie this game up, Irish Scott.
Irish Scott.
If you could tell.
Wait, what's the question mark there? Year, you can't tell from this accent.
How old
which
is
I am.
Pat Benatar?
Pat Benatar is... She's 78.
She's only 68.
Oh.
So that's a big miss.
Sorry,
for Irish
Mrs.
Scott. Yeah, go back to Ireland. All right, Scott, guess whose birthday?
My lean, mean fat reducing grilling machine with built-in bun warmer knocks out the fat.
George Foreman.
Yes, sir.
You're going to think that I'm just here to try and get Scott won the victory here, but George Foreman, he re-won the heavyweight title when he was in his 50s. And I was in high school maybe then. So I'm going to guess that he is 75.
He's only 72.
God dang it.
So is it Irish Scott is back again, or is it a different accent for this one?
I can't get any other accent in my head. Just you play it, and I'll try and get one in there.
Accented Scott, guess whose birthday?
Who would have guessed that one of the fastest-growing companies in history would be a bookstore? He calls his company Amazon.com, Earth's biggest bookstore.
I couldn't come up with another accent, so I'm just going to stick here. I was going to try and go Scottish. Let me see. Go back to England. Tell them Scotland's brothers and sisters are free. That's a little better.
That's pretty good.
I'm going to go with...
Who owns Amazon?
Thank you. Oh, God, I've lost the accent now. This is embarrassing. I'm going with... I can't... Pat Benatar is stuck in my head, and she is not the richest person in the world. I got it. Jeff Bezos.
Yes, although I don't believe... I think Elon Musk overtook him.
Oh.
This last
congratulations
week.
To Elon.
How old is Jeff Bezos?
Jeff Bezos is 57.
He is 57. Woo! And with the tiebreaker, Scott wins. Wow, what a comeback.
Well, what do you mean, Governor? Thank you very much for the win. I don't know what that was. It was a little cockney there, yeah.
Okay, well, that happened. And when we come back, we've
no
got
one's
more.
Coming back.
We've got more. Well,
I've ruined the show officially.
Here's what I'm saying, though. Murph and Andy may be here when we get back. We don't know.
And then we're going to do more?
We're going to do more.
Either way. Okay.
Should be fun on the Murph and Andy Show. It is 1460 KXNO 106.
Locations apply.
In the market for a great deal? Shop careers at Fairway. From the meat department to the bakery to the store floor, we're hiring. Full-time, part-time, careers for a lifetime. There's more in store for you. Apply now at fairway.com.
21. See official rules for details.
It's time for Murph and Andy's Play of the Day.
Second down and 8 from the 44-yard line. Mac straight drop. Mac looks long. Mac finds Devontae behind the defense. He is in for a touchdown. Thank you, Mr. Heisman. Thank you, Mr. O'Brien, and Unitas Award winner. What a combination. 44 yards, touchdown, Alabama.
1460 AM and 106.3 FM. This is KXNO.
And this is the Murph and Andy Show. I'm Andrew Downs. He's Scott Sipker. As Keith and Andy continue to make their way over to the studio, I think they must be like, they're walking, I think. And they just keep getting stopped by people who want to talk to them.
Even if that happened, they should still be here.
Wow.
That's not that far of a walk.
At this point, maybe
Andy doesn't seem like
back,
the type of guy who would walk anyway.
Back tomorrow. You don't think Andy doesn't seem like... That's kind of a shot at Andy.
Yeah, Andy would rather drive.
This is a guy who takes
but you know
his
what?
Vacation.
So would Keith.
Going into the... Yeah, I was going to say, if anybody would rather drive, it'd be Keith.
Keith would rather have somebody drive him. He's to that station in life.
Hey, it's time for another $1,000 slam dunk here on KXNO and iHeartRadio. And we got some really cool news just a little bit ago. We got our first winner from this contest. And he's a KXNO listener. He was listening in the 1 o'clock hour during the Colin Cowherd show. We played our keyword. He texted it to 200-200. They called him back. He answered the phone. And Jamie Jackson from Coon Rapids, Iowa is $1,000 richer. This can happen. It does happen. People do win. Here's what Jamie sounded like when he won today.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it. Well, I just won $1,000, and I am super excited. I play the game at least a couple of times a day. do it on my commute to and from work every day. Got to keep trying. If you don't play, you can't win. I would probably pay some bills with this money. Hi, this is Jamie from Coon Rapids, Iowa, and I just won $1,000 just for listening to iHeartRadio.
That sounds like a happy guy right
Carroll
there.
Carroll County, baby.
Oh, yeah. That's now, your neck of the woods.
Mostly when you grow up in Carroll, you don't like people from Coon. But
yeah,
I will
but
make
it's
an exception.
Kind of, it's one of those things of like, Iowa and Iowa State fans don't get along. But then you, if you go somewhere, if you go to Florida and
that's
you see
true.
Somebody in Iowa State jersey, it's like, hey,
it,
hey,
it's why we
Iowa.
Really need aliens to attack so that we no longer become Americans or Chinese. We are Earthlings.
How do you sound like Jamie? How do you get me playing your audio, saying your name on the radio tomorrow?
You're not talking
Here's
to me.
You
You're talking
it.
To the wider audience
That's right
now.
Here's how you do it. You text this keyword to 200-200. The keyword is game, G-A-M-E, game. You text that to 200-200 right now for your chance to win $1,000. Game to 200-200.
You'll get a confirmation text and info. Standard data and message rates apply in this nationwide contest.
All right, it, Scott. It is $1,000, not 1,000 male deers that you will win, to be clear.
Not 1,000 doll hairs either, Scott. And take this back to fourth
I finally,
grade.
It almost took 2 full hours, but I finally got Andrew to get annoyed with me.
Yeah, I'm done. All right, I'm turning this over to you. It's time for more.
Okay, this is going to be interesting because normally when you do more, you are the author of more. In this case, Andy is the author of more, which now this is going to turn into a situation like on Saturday Night Live when the two anchors write jokes for each other. I actually have no idea what's about to be read. So I'm just going to read it.
It's funny that he trusts you so little that he would put together more even when he's not here, just because he knows where you take this segment, his beloved segment. I mean, he loves more. He's like, you know what? I don't want Scott to take this segment where he normally does, so I'm just going to write it up for him. And
yeah, let's
and
see what jazz I can play with it.
Let's
first
go.
Dash, Governor Reynolds gives condition of the state address tonight at 6 p.m. That's all he says.
Did we change the name of this thing?
So I grew up in a state of the state.
Yeah, I kind of always liked
But I think it's
this.
A little confusing.
It is confusing, but it's supposed to be confusing. Like, it's like a
litmus
test.
I don't think it's supposed to be confusing.
If you're confused by state of the state,
well,
then we got bigger fish to fry.
That's a really great point. You've swayed me.
If you can't play around that wordplay... If you can't figure that out, I don't know. I always kind of like the state of the state. I thought it was
maybe because if you shorten it to SOS, then it sounds like we need help, which I guess in this case we do. And now you would shorten it to COS. Why does the T get left out so often? I'm not sure when you abbreviate. But anyway, Governor Reynolds. Let's see how much jazz I can play with this. Governor Reynolds is the 41st governor of Iowa, which became a state in 1846 when James K. Polk, the president then, signed off on Iowa becoming a state, which is why our county is named Polk, and his vice president was Vice President Dallas, which is why Dallas County has its name. And if I were to ask you, who is the most famous governor of Iowa ever, who would you say, Downs?
Most Bob Ray.
You're wrong.
Branstad, probably,
You're
I
wrong.
Guess. Branstad.
It's Samuel Kirkwood. Can't believe you didn't know this. Samuel Kirkwood was our governor while the Civil War was going on. He went on to serve in Congress and be Secretary of the Interior. Now, granted, he died in the 1800s, so you probably don't remember him. But I still maintain he is the most famous. And he also, Kirkwood, we have Kirkwoods all over. We have streets Kirkwood. We don't have Branstad streets.
Well, not yet.
We do have a Robert Ray Street.
Boulevard.
Drive.
Boulevard.
Road. Robert Ray Road would be, that's triple R right there.
That would have been good. I think it's probably Branstad. He is now the longest serving governor
in the history
of
America. True.
He passed a founding father to get that distinction. He's also been ambassador to China under President Trump, which is something.
It's a big deal.
He's been elected multiple times in multiple
so
eras.
So was Samuel Kirkwood twice. Do you think you could do a quick poll? Which would be, who is the most famous governor of Iowa ever? Branstad, Ray. Do we put Niall Kinnock's grandpa up there? Probably not.
No, because that'll skew the poll. People will think, oh, Niall Kinnock was governor?
Good, Good point. Kim Reynolds, let's put her up there, and Samuel Kirkwood. I think Kirkwood should win this. Next on More, please go to the Murph and Andy Show page on Twitter, and please vote on this poll to prove to Andy that More should have more history in it.
Okay, so I'm sorry, we're going Branstad.
Reynolds. Ray. Kirkwood.
Cool. I bet you're going to lose this.
No way. Cedar Rapids Kennedy High School, which is in Cedar Rapids, will finally reopen a week from today, which will be next Tuesday. See you next Tuesday. 80% of the roof was destroyed. Now, let me just read the line he has. Cedar Rapids Kennedy High School will finally reopen a week from today. 80% of the roof destroyed. That's it. That's all the information there. I didn't know anything about this roof being destroyed. Do you know about this?
I'm guessing it was the...
snowstorm?
No, the derecho.
The derecho?
Yeah.
And they're reopening? I thought maybe there's so much snow on it.
Have you driven through Cedar Rapids since August?
Nope. I haven't.
I mean, if you think what happened here was bad, I mean, and no joke, exponentially worse. Like, factors of 10 worse.
I did see a lot of photos. Now that you're bringing it back, now you're making me feel worse that I'm making light of this.
I think it was something like 80% of, like, the buildings in Cedar Rapids were damaged by this thing.
Well, then, in that case, I just want to say I'm very happy that Cedar Rapids Kennedy High School will be reopening.
Yay!
It is a sign of a community coming together, rallying to rebuild after a terrible natural disaster. From one serious topic to another, the files Andy pulled from here are from Some Headlines Don't Need Stories. Now, Andy wrote this, okay, not me. Man who married a sex doll admitted he cheated on her while she was being repaired. I tried to get through that without starting to laugh. But you want to know more, don't you, about this man who married a sex doll that he cheated on. A bodybuilder named Yuri Tokachoko from Kazakhstan, which is a real country. I have to say, when I watched Borat with Keith, he thought Kazakhstan was a fake country.
I can see that.
It's one of the largest countries in the world.
Is it really?
Yeah, I think it's
like size
in the
wise?
Top 10 biggest size land masses in the whole world. I should probably have looked that up before I said it.
Nobody's listening at this point.
You're right. You're right, and Yuri was also right from Kazakhstan. He married his sex doll named Margot at a ceremony last year, but she broke just before Christmas and needed repairs. Now, you wonder, how does a sex doll break?
No, you don't.
You don't wonder that. Great point. Moving on.
Yuri is a bodybuilder, for God's sakes.
Oh, boy. Rod Stewart, he never needed a doll. No.
Nope.
Like, he didn't need that. Yuri, back to our bodybuilder. Yuri took to his social media pages and admitted to his followers that he ended up cheating on Margot while she was in for those repairs. Yuri recently posted a video on Instagram of himself touching a silver object with small ridges. I wanted you to know, I am reading this cold. I don't even know what's coming next. He posted an image of himself touching a silver object with small ridges. Should I read ahead?
I don't know.
With small ridges while wearing nothing but his underwear, and wrote, "Looks like I've got a new passion," end quote. Oh, that wasn't so bad. One follower replied, quote, "Hey, ellipses, are you cheating on your wife?" Question mark, exclamation point, end quote. Yuri said, quote, "Maybe." Adding, quote, I can't stand while she's in the hospital. I can't stand while she's in the hospital. I can't stand it while she's in the hospital. I don't know. Maybe he typed it wrong or Andy did. Dozens of guests attended his wedding to the sex doll. Who the hell are these people? Sorry. Which had been delayed for months by the coronavirus pandemic. So he's like newly married to her?
Yeah.
Okay, listen. Sex dolls, robot dolls, those are going to become a ubiquitous part of our lives in the coming decades. And it's going to be real weird because all these kinks that people have, and I'm not kink-shaming in any way, will be able to be used with these dolls. So this seems like a crazy story today in 2021. Let me tell you, this story ain't going to be so crazy in 2041. And that's why you shouldn't have kids, Downs.
Too late, Scott.
Sorry, we should have had that conversation. When King Tut's tomb was discovered, we're moving on, by the way. When King Tut's tomb was discovered, the curse of the pharaohs was born. Thanks, Andy. Oh, there's more in smaller font. That's because within 6 months of opening the boy king's coffin, six archaeologists and the sponsor of the project died.
Is that true?
Andy wrote it, or he at least copy and pasted it. Now, a long-planned exhibit for King Tut is soon opening, and the sarcophagus will be moved for the first time.
Come on.
And that has scientists and those involved fearful of the curse.
Yeah, of course.
Despite that, and the pandemic, maybe the pandemic is based on the fact that they thought about this idea of moving the sarcophagus.
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't be doing this right now, guys.
The Egyptian government is going full steam ahead on opening this up later this year.
Awesome.
And we thought 2020 awesome. Was going to be better. Tut remains in his tomb, where visitors can pay upwards of $300 to view him. Now, Tut, that's a good nickname. His full name is Tutankhamun.
Yes.
It's not Tutankhamun, but whatever. You know, yeah, you don't...
King Tut doesn't have the same ring.
No, King Tut, no. He ain't been tooting for a while. So, when I went to the Vatican, now it's probably like 12 years ago, they still had JP2, as I like to call him, or John Paul II, who, hey, shout out, came to Living History Farms here back in the day. They just have him embalmed in a, I guess, a glass sarcophagus, you would say. And you just go there, and you can kneel or cry or say the rosary while looking at JP2, who has been dead for 15 years? And nobody's wow. paying for that. I'm saying now, you could see a much less dead guy for free at the Vatican, and you have to see a much more dead guy for $300. So it's a better deal.
And you may get cursed.
Not to mention, who knows what you have to pay just to get into the tomb, not just to see the body. The Vatican's got one fee, but you don't get a second one for JP2. Anyway. Police in Ohio, you just tell me when I need to stop.
We're going
to
do one
way.
More.
Okay. Oh,
I don't know why.
Let me see. I'm going to jump to the last one because I see the word Ricky Gervais in it.
Oh, perfect.
Okay. The London Zoo has reportedly rejected Ricky Gervais's wish to be fed to the lions after his death. Oh, I love Ricky. The decision came after Gervais told Conan O'Brien he would like to give something back, adding, it would be good to be fed to lions at the London Zoo. We eat animals and destroy habitats, and at least then I could give something back. Ricky mused. It would be amusing to see the faces of tourists when this fat, naked, dead body is thrown out and it lands somewhere people go. Is that the bloke from The Office? I suspect Ricky. This is from the England Zoo people. I suspect Ricky may be a bit gristled for our lions. That's a good line. She added, we're all struggling financially because of lockdown, so anyone who wants to give something back, we welcome donations that will help keep us feeding our lions on a more sustainable diet.
It's a good marketing person right there.
Good job. Hey, Ricky Gervais, you're one of my favorites. You're one of my favorites, and I hope you don't get fed the lions anytime soon. Hey, that's more, everybody. We made it through.
When we come back, the Andrew Downs audio drop of the day. Will Murph and Andy show up? Who knows? Find out on 1460 KXNO.
Always be baconating.
It's the Murph and Andy show, 1460 KXNO, 106.3 FM. It appears that Murph and Andy will not make it to the show today, Scott.
I guess that makes us officially less talented Taylor Heinekes.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Sports reference.
Yeah. Andrew Downs, Scott Sipker here to wrap up the final few minutes of the show before we throw you to the sports fanatics where Chris and Ross are both here and ready to go. Najee Harris, who is Alabama's running back, I've really kind of grown to like this guy the more and more I've seen of him, not just on the field, but more off the field and kind of his personality. I played a clip last week where during a Zoom press conference, a guy who covered him in high school out in the Bay Area asked him a question without identifying himself, and Najee was like, hey, is that you? Hey, don't, you know, like, it was just kind of a fun exchange. Well, last night, after beating Ohio State in the national championship game, Najee Harris was doing his press conference and had this fun little exchange.
Najee, Ohio State has a really good front. How are you able to expose those holes so effortlessly?
Effortlessly?
You didn't see what they were doing? It was blowing my ass up. What are you talking about? It wasn't effortlessly. I'll tell you what. Them dude, they did their thing, bro, to be honest with you. It was just, you know, what they did is every time we did a play action, they just shot the gaps. The linebackers, and we got a couple of them to play a lot of the fakes. That's why we were able to throw so much bubbles and the slants and all that. But, bro, they was blowing my ass up. You tripping. It was not easy. I am hurting.
I really appreciate how he was able to, like, change gears there.
Give a
really kind of honest, comedic side of it. And then
have, like, an insightful football answer.
That, to me, he sounds like... if he wants it, an inside track to a TV job whenever his days are done playing in 15, 20
years.
It's
so easy to be like, oh, yeah, we kicked their ass. He's like, man, they're blowing me up. I'm hurting. What are you talking about? Effortless. Come on, give me some credit. The quickie polls, WCI pools and spots, quickie polls at Murph_Andy. Scott, do you have these up? No, you don't.
Oh, yes, I do. Sorry, I was looking at the most important one, and I think we did do something wrong here. When we put out a flash poll, who is Iowa's most famous governor? I say it's Kirkwood.
I say Branstad.
Kirkwood has 4%. Branstad has 62%. Ray, 29%, and Reynolds, 5%. And I have to say, as people are lighting us up, Tom Vilsack should have been on this list.
Yeah.
That was an oversight. I was coming on. I put him on over Reynolds here. Yeah. And that was an oversight.
But hey,
on part.
She's the current governor.
She is.
She's the first female governor in our state's history.
And probably more people know who she is currently in Iowa than Vilsack. Anyway, that's probably a depressive thought as well. What else? Oh, who else do we got here? Oh, we got to go.
Is Alabama's dominance good or bad for college football? 87% say it's bad. No drama, just 12% like the dynasty aspect.
And a review from today's show coming from Andrew Fink. I've never seen a train wreck, but now I know I can say I've heard one.
Jeez, thanks. Somebody will be back tomorrow. Don't think it'll be me and Scott.
It's probably my fault. Bye, everybody.
Have a good day.